Good morning. Welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Nice to have our friend Beverly Snowden back in the studio with us, Director of Communications at your Hickory Public Schools. We're going to talk with the Teacher of the Year for 2016-2017,
yes.
Erica Greer, this morning. But before we do that, Susie, let's check the air quality index forecast for our area, shall we?
This air quality index forecast is brought to you by Canela Heating and Air.
We have a yellow day forecast for the Greater Hickory Metro, pretty much throughout the great state of North Carolina, except for Charlotte. They have an air quality action day today. It is a code orange in Charlotte. They have an open burning ban that's currently in effect for Charlotte, but otherwise throughout the great state of North Carolina, a yellow day forecasting moderate air quality. Beverly Snowden, good to see you again. How are you?
Oh, it's good to see you, and it's great to be back. I've been gone for a little bit. I'm a bionic woman now. New hip.
Okay. I did not know it was. So it's hip replacement?
Yes, sir.
And I understand that that's a very difficult surgery, right? It takes a lot of recovery time.
It does. I understand it's not as bad as the knee, so perhaps I was blessed in that regard. But I wouldn't wish it upon anybody, but if someone's having difficulty with their hip, it is so much better to have it done.
Well, and we're glad that you had it done and glad that you're back.
Thank you.
And healthy and happy.
Absolutely.
You're going to introduce or tell us a little bit about Erica Greer.
I am.
Third grade teacher, Jenkins Elementary, Teacher of the Year. Let's hear about her.
Oh, well, my guest today is, as you said, it's Erica Greer. She has been with Hickory Public Schools all of her teaching career, 10 years, a full decade, teaching third grade at Jenkins Elementary. She teaches it all subjects to how many children?
22.
Two babies. She is a mom and a wife. She has two daughters, Vivian, who's four, and Charlotte, who's two. She's married to a wonderful husband named John, resident of Caldwell County. Actually, Hudson is her home. And she graduated from South Caldwell High School, went to Appalachian State University, where she earned her undergrad in elementary ed, K through 6. And then she got her master's in reading education, K through 12. And this past year, she's actually finishing her reign as our Teacher of the Year. So she's been Teacher of the Year for 2016-2017. And last year, about this time actually, she was announced as the winner of the Teacher of the Year and was given a set of keys for Mike Johnson from Mike Johnson's Hickory Toyota. She also received a monetary gift from Vanguard Furniture and a year-long membership to Catawba Science Center. She opened up our convocation for a welcome back to school last year with just a standing ovation, a lot of tears. She spoke from her heart. She's a woman of faith, passionate about the children, passionate about education. And I want to read to you, this was something that was shared when she was announced as Teacher of the Year. And you know, there's no better reference than from one of her children. And this was a former student of Mrs. Greer who stated, "I highly recommend Mrs. Greer as Teacher of the Year. Mrs. Greer is great with kids. She encouraged me to always do my best, and I still do at all times. She is extremely patient with everyone. I believe that being patient is one of the most important traits a teacher can have. I will say she is sometimes strict, but it's always for the greater good. She can make the end of grade tests as easy as a walk in the park. All of my friends would agree that Mrs. Greer is fit to be Teacher of the Year." So
nice,
there you have it.
Stellar recommendation. Erica Greer, welcome to First Talk. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
After that introduction, we know all about you now. There's not much more to add other than I'm sure everybody asks you, you know Madison Bumgarner.
Of course.
Because you were there at the same time as Madison Bumgarner. Do you get tired of that question? We want to ask you that question. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Third grade teacher.
Yes.
I'm always interested when people pursue a career in education. Some people go into administration. Some people say, I want to do elementary education. Some folks high school. What was the deciding factor for you for the area that you're teaching?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I had so many interests, so many hobbies, so many likes that when it came time to declare a major in college, I struggled for a long time. I couldn't pinpoint it.
Right.
But my mom and dad actually mentioned, well, what about teaching? And I said, well, that's probably not that bad of an idea because I wouldn't be stuck behind a desk all day.
Right.
I get bored with things pretty easily, so I would get a new group of kids every year, new right. challenges every year. Right. I can change up how my classroom looks every year and, right. you know, grade levels if needed. So it was just appealing for a bunch of different reasons.
But did any reason third grade became one for you?
Stephanie DeShavi chose that grade for me.
She was the principal of Jenkins Elementary at that time.
Right.
She now is at Northview Middle School.
I know
but
that
she,
name, right.
She was the principal there.
I originally took over mid-year for Penny Black when she retired.
Okay.
So I taught fourth grade for that half of a year, and then I moved down to second grade for 2 years.
And they figured third was just right for you.
They figured third was just right, and I've been there ever since.
So obviously this has been fulfilling for you. This has
yes.
been something, I guess that was something that you came into for different reasons.
Yes.
And has become a very big part of your life now.
Mm-hmm,
tell me about being Teacher of the Year. Let's kind of start
there. It has been so fun. It's been a little stressful having to write speeches.
Okay.
But it's been very rewarding. It was very nice to see everybody so happy for you the first time you go back to school. And
right.
the kids just seem so proud of you as their teacher whenever you come in. And that's
nice.
A reward in itself
yeah.
to see that, hey, that's my teacher. She won a big award.
And, of course, when she's driving that car around town from Mike Johnson's Hickory Toyota, and it's, of course, emblazoned on the side, Teacher of the Year, and people are honking and waving.
They're honking, waving.
But share your recent experience.
It was probably 2 weeks ago. I was filling up the car with gas, and all of a sudden this man comes up, and he said, "They gave you a car?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Honey, come look at this." And his wife is a principal with Charlotte Mecklenburg. So she said, "That is just phenomenal." She said, "Who does this?" And I said, "Well, Mike Johnson, he's a local car dealer in our area, and he supports this with us each year." She was walking around the car, taking pictures of every side. I'm taking these back to show my school system. We need to get something like this going in Charlotte. So
that's great.
It's really, really neat. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So now Mike Johnson let you use a car, and he's letting you use a car.
Yes.
For a year.
For a year.
But it was brand new. It was brand new.
Brand new. I think it had maybe
5 miles
on it.
So you love that. So immediately, come on, we're going to Florida, kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're taking that bad boy everywhere.
I was going to say, put some miles on. But so that's kind of nice. That's kind of a nice thing. But you have to give it back.
I do have to give it back.
That's the
and then someone else will get a new car for the new year. But also, Erica was going to share with you some of the joys and challenges of being in public education today. It's not easy for our teachers. We were just talking in the room, your green room, getting ready for this broadcast, and we were talking about even the pay scale, how difficult it would be for a single parent if you're raising children, be it, you know, a dad or a mom, and they're raising children alone as, you know, in education, that it's tough getting the support and the respect. Yet, even though we know that, people are still going into education because of the passion to teach children, and I think you can address that.
Oh, yeah. You know, every day, you say you would like to have a job where you don't have to take as much work home with you, especially with two little ones, but it never fails. Every day I'm taking something home with me, whether it's a stack of papers to grade or a worry over a child who maybe didn't have a normal day or a child who has a sick parent. They're always with you regardless. And I think, you know, that speaks volumes to teachers in public schools because you don't always get situations like that in private schools or, I don't know, any other alternative.
Big difference from when you went into it 10 years ago thought, oh, I'll just redo the classroom every 10 years.
Put up some bulletin boards.
You're so naive when you start.
Big long summer vacations and something different. And now it really has. That's one of the things I was keying on earlier is that it really is very, very different from when you go in.
I think starting out too, at first I was probably still a little bit unsure if I wanted this to be my career forever.
Right.
So I said, I'll give it a whirl for a few years. And, you know, growing up in Caldwell County, I was in Caldwell County schools for a long time. I felt like I needed to branch out a little bit to see what else was out there. So I put resumes out. And
we snagged her at Hickory Public Schools. I'm so glad we did.
And that was awesome because, you know, over, like she said, a decade, you start to form bonds with not just the other teachers and colleagues that you have within your own school, but system-wide, and then you start to form bonds with families
right.
and parents and siblings of kids you've taught in the
so
past.
So 10 years, third grade, you've got people who are coming up and saying, hey, I'm going to Appalachian State University
yes.
now.
Actually, that first year I taught fourth grade, they they've already finished their first year of college, I think.
More First Talk after this commercial break. More with Erica Greer on the way. Good morning. Welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Beverly Snowden joins us this morning. Very hip young lady. Back from her hip surgery.
If they don't know what you're making a reference to.
I am hip.
With a new
hip lady. She is, of course, just back from hip surgery.
Yesterday was my first day back at work.
Director of Communications for Hickory Public School System, as well as Erica Greer, a third grade teacher, Jenkins Elementary, Teacher of the Year for the Hickory Public School System.
For this past year.
I'm going to guess a peer award? Is that how this is?
Yes. They nominate you at your own school, and then you have to put together a little portfolio.
Right.
You go through an interview process.
With judges,
and then...
Ta-da. There you go. Now, you're wrapping up this year.
Yes.
So you'll get an opportunity to vote for somebody else.
Oh, yes, we already have.
Okay, very good. We'll hold that for another show. We've got a new one coming in. You said you had some speeches to do and things like this.
Yes.
I'm going to guess, was not very taxing on you. It didn't take a lot of extra time, or did it?
Well, in all honesty, right. I think I wrote the back-to-school opening convocation thing in maybe two nights. I had to hold myself up in a bedroom at my house so that my children wouldn't
right.
distract me. So, it wasn't too taxing. It's a little nerve-wracking getting up in front of all of those people. But
tell me about third grade today, because third grade and teaching, and this is one of the things that I think we wanted to make clear this morning, is parents shouldn't be, need to be involved, because it is so far and away from what I was going through in third grade.
Yes.
I'm sure over the past 10 years, it's changed for you and what you've been being able to offer to the youngsters, to the children. Tell me about teaching third grade today, some of the challenges and some of the joys.
Third grade is probably the toughest grade in elementary school. There's been a new law that's come into action over the past few years called Read to Achieve, and it basically says that children have to show they read on a third grade level by the end of the school year. So that's been a whole lot of our shift, and our focus is making sure that those kids can, you know, get those exemptions or pass the tests at the end.
Right.
But I guess I said the buzzword. Third grade is the year for testing to start. So
right.
in addition to teaching all of the subject areas, we are also responsible for getting them prepared on, you know, test-taking skills and strategies and things of that nature, and how to not stress out over it too much.
The recommendation from your student to make it easy is a walk in the park. That's good, because I guess that stress level does come there for these kids, because obviously mom and dad or the schools, I mean, there's got to be, even if they're not coming in and saying, hey, you got to do really well.
There's maybe
a little implied pressure. It's like, these are important tests.
It's a fine line between getting the kids to take it seriously
right.
because they've never done something like this before.
Right.
And not stressing them out too much to where they're scared and
right.
have test anxiety. But, you know, that's just one of the things about... It's third grade, and, you know, the amount of time that I've been in that grade level, you kind of learn how to walk the walk and get the kids through to the end.
And from what I understand, I don't know, but I understand that third grade is very important also from a big picture look.
Yes.
As far as societal, and, mm-hmm. you know, they determine on third grade, they can take a look and say, gosh,
yes.
people are going to do well or people are not going to do well with what comes out of third grade. That's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress for educators.
Yeah, and we say it's usually, you know, K-2, they come in and they're learning how to read.
Right.
And when they hit third grade, we say they're starting to learn from what they read. So
okay.
that's a big shift for what the kids are having to take on themselves.
Right.
But, you know, you have to take into account technology these days.
Right.
So a lot of times, if kids are struggling in reading, we have technological apps and devices that
right.
can, you know, they can record what they're saying and listen to it back to help with their writing.
Right.
Stop and start as many times as they can.
And that helps with speech as well.
It helps with speech as well. And, you know, that's another thing that we're responsible for teaching our kids, is how to utilize these devices, how to have good digital citizenship so that they're able to use it the proper way.
Digital citizenship. something that never came up in my school. I mean, that was not something that was even thought of at that time. But this is something that, we have to take a look at because it is so important and got to put it in place. And that's part of what... What's the best thing that a parent can do to help you or any third grade teacher?
Educate yourself on what's to come. The DPI website is a great website for
DPI?
Department of Public Instruction.
Thank you.
And it's broken up by grade level. So if you're ever interested about what your child is supposed to be learning a certain year, that's a great resource to utilize. Come in. Help in the classroom. Volunteer. Know what school is like today because it is so different and the demands that kids have to meet these days compared to what they may have had to meet when they were going through school themselves, it's so different.
Do you still have recess?
Yes, 30 minutes a day.
30 minutes a day. How about gym class? Do they still have gym class?
One day a week.
One day a week. See, these are a couple of the things that, I've heard of. The parents say, well, you know, growing up, you know, we had gym every day. You know, you'd get out and they're kids because they got all this energy and you got to get that energy. But now it's once a week. So where is the thrust? Where is most of the education going in third grade? Is it reading and comprehension?
Reading and math, yep.
Reading and math.
Yep. Now, so science and social studies when we can squeeze it in, but it's usually with the literacy skill attached to it.
So now you are a third grade teacher, which means the kids stay in your class all day. You've got the whole class?
I've got the whole class all day. I am so lucky to work with the ladies that I work with in my grade level. Miss Weaver and Miss Heller. Love you girls.
But they're listening.
If they're listening, although they better be getting ready for the day.
Right.
But we, you know, there's just a certain level of trust that we have among our grade level, and we have worked really hard this year to be able to cross group our kids across the grade level, depending on what needs they might have at a certain skill level.
Well, help me with cross group.
Mm-hmm. So we basically mix up all the third grade classes together.
Okay.
So I might have kids in my own class mixed in with Miss Weaver and Miss Heller's kids.
Okay.
And we are all teaching content that is third grade curriculum, but we just kind of tailor it to a level that meets the needs of the kids.
Okay, gotcha.
So we've taken that on in math this year, and I think we're going to do a little bit more with reading next year in the same regard.
What can the administration, what can the Hickory school systems, what can school in general do for teachers that that teachers need, that maybe that they could take a look at and say, look, here's what we need to be able to, is it one-on-one, making sure that every child has the technology that they need? Is it better meals for kids? Is it more recess time? Magic wand question, but if you were the administrator of all schools, let's not say of Hickory Public Schools, because, you know, you're Teacher of the Year and you got who knows, maybe listening and all that. But what could Hickory or schools in general do to help teachers, I guess?
Well, you know, one thing I'm really excited about that they have in the works right now is the K-64 program that's rolling out. So
doing a big program on that tomorrow morning, by the way.
Oh, well, good. So hopefully within the next few years, our kids will be one-to-one with devices. So that'll open up a lot of doors for
our kids. So one-to-one is important.
One-to-one is extremely important.
And of course, what we're talking about here is one device to one student to make sure that everybody's on the same page as far as technology.
Right.
Because one child may have a really nice laptop and able to go on, and another child goes home and doesn't even have access to the internet.
Right. And we have to thank our Catawba County Commissioners for their support with K-64. They had a meeting last night, actually, at the Newton Courthouse and recognized members who are going to be serving on the board for K-64, and all three superintendents from the county were there. And it's just a very exciting time, as well as the president of CBCC, Garrett Henshaw. He was, you know, he's been our spokesperson for K-64. And it's so exciting for all educators, for our parents and for our children. It will open doors.
I know Mike Johnson. He'd probably make you a deal on that Toyota.
he's already told me. I can buy it if I wanted to.
Well, tell him we mentioned him on the air this morning. We're not going to send him a bill, but for all this advertising that we're giving him, but to make you a good deal.
Okay.
On that, to tell him we're counting on it.
I'll tell him you said so.
Please.
And we also, Mike Johnson, Hickory Toyota, Vanguard Furniture, and Catawba Science Center.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Erica Greer, very nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Third grade teacher. Jenkins Elementary, wrapping up her Teacher of the Year duties for the Hickory Public School System. Nice meeting you. And Beverly Snowden, Director of Communications. Very hip woman. Thanks so much for joining us. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks.